Yes, thank you. Good morning to everyone. So I try to somehow summarize what we did and why we did and why should we do that way in Hungary, why we became a mandated organization and what was the reason for behind that one. So my name is János Mohácsi, I am the Chief International Research and Development Officer at KIFÜ. If we are in a nostalgic mood, I would say, because we somehow remember the past 20 years, I can also start with some kind of nostalgic event when the I2F program was initiated in 1986. So that's where everything in Hungary regarding the e-science or e-infrastructures started, when the Hungarian Academy of Science and the predecessor of the NRDI or IO, the main funding organization, started and launched that program. So basically, we can say that in the 90s and also the early 2000, we focused on connecting the organizations in Hungary, but not only, because we were also mandated to provide some kind of databases for different research disciplines, and by 2010, NIF Institute who was established and we become a leading edge research and educational infrastructure and service provider here in Hungary. So we started from networking and we started to provide HPC, cloud and different databases, collaboration technologies like video conferencing or Videotorium. Here we are using that facility for the streaming for the researchers' benefit. And in 2016, NIF Institute and KIFÜ merged, but it still remain our remit to serve the researchers. And therefore, when the open science movement became quite serious at European level, KIFÜ was selected as an EOS governance board member, and we represented Hungary there because we had some experience, quite large experience, I would say, in the past years, how to build an infrastructure. So, and we started to participate in the NIFOS Europe project as well. And during the project, KIFÜ was selected as a mandated organization, the Ministry of Information and Technology. And based on the experiences and the knowing the landscape here in Hungary, we started to work on developing of the experiences also of the NIFOS Europe project to develop a model how can we help Hungarian researchers to engage more in the open science and we started to work on a forum together with the University of Debrecen, the other NIFOS partner in from Hungary, to establish something, a forum, a bottom-up approach to help the researchers. We participate in the different other discussions like the Research Data Alliance and we established together with some research institutes and the Hungarian Academy of Science at that time, the Hungarian chapter of the Research Data Alliance. The first NOSCI forum was initiated in January, but actually we could have it and held it in May 2021. And by that time, it turned out that the Hungarian policymakers is also accepted that there should somehow make some changes how they are looking at open science, and they basically started to discuss that we need some kind of open science position paper or some kind of strategical document. So some kind of information about what we did. So that's basically our charter for the Open Science Forum that was described in beginning of 2021. We started to work on coordination, contributing to the national open science strategy, and also we wanted to somehow foster the development of the alliance or federation of data producers, research infrastructures, network, advanced computational resources, and also help to use the services that they are working on. So basically, we wanted to have an exploitable result and a usable results for the researchers. And some background information also about the NOSI forum. So initially, that's basically how the participants. Maybe you can see the figures as well. So that is a participant percentage, different area from you can see. Research supporting organization, research institutes, and also research funding organization was there. So you can see there are a wide range of stakeholders we could address. And we started to discuss what are the most important topics for the researchers, and these are the topics we started to collect information, and that was the most urgent information that they wanted to discuss in a group. Then we continued our work, helping the with help of NIFOS Europe project. We held some awareness trainings and capacity building in Europe together with the University of Debrecen. And we tried to somehow, as mandated organization, to gather as much national cooperation and national involvement in the task forces. We opened and we announced the information that task forces are open to join, and we announced to our interested research organizations, okay, you can nominate persons to participate. And on the next slide, you will see how it was, how much representation we have from Hungary. We held the second NOSCI forum with different topics you can see. We somehow overviewed the different open science strategies of different European countries because of part of the this development of the open science position paper. And also we gathered some kind of feedback from the organization, the participating organizations, what are the necessary steps for getting closer to the open science goal. And finally, in October last year, we had the open science position paper as part of the NRDI, or the main research funding organization, Open Science Advisory Board. So we participated in it. So these are the task force members. So you don't have to read it now, but and that's what was the unfortunately it's Hungarian, but you might have some kind of information what participants think is the most urgent steps to take to go forward to open science. And we started to work on somehow engage more the research community. And therefore, we produced, with support of NIFOS Europe project, some video interviews from famous Hungarian researchers from different fields. We have researchers from biology, statistics, humanity, and also from chemistry. So and also there are three others that was produced a few months later. And we asked them, please explain how do you deal with your data, what is your data storage characteristics, what is your challenges when you are dealing with data, and how you manage the data to be fair. We didn't use the fair terminology that time, but we wanted to see what are the accessibility, interoperability of their data, and that they started to explain for the wider audience what are their best practices. To somehow also engage more the community, we could say that we replicated somehow the EOSC-Pillar, EOSC ambassador model. We wanted to have some kind of champions, we called it, at the universities, where we wanted to support researchers to train the actual persons who are dealing with the local researchers. So these are the thematic area we covered in this training and regular monthly calls. Also, to engage more our community, we focused on e-learning platform. We produced several e-learning modules in Hungary. And we continued our collaboration with the EOSC Association, and we held the third NOSCI forum where we discussed this position paper that I mentioned, and also we participated in several surveys and information spreading for the MAR consultation and some other calls. And newsletters was distributed for our community, and we informed our interested parties about the different EOSC calls, we informed the open calls either from NIFOS and also from EOSC Future project, and we held one of our last NOSCI forum in April. And we discussed together with the University of Debrecen some practical open science experiences also to share the knowledge among the researchers. And for conclude my presentation, I use a guideline from the what is the roles of the mandated organization. We had several discussions at mandated organizations. It's okay. Yeah. What is the role of the mandated organization? So we should somehow ensure that wider national position is represented. That's why we regularly call our research community here in Hungary to participate in the NOSCI forum, and we actively surveying them what is the current most pressing issues for them regarding the open science, and we try to represent that in the discussion at EOSC Association. As I mentioned, we have an email list, NOSCI forums, and there are some blog posts that we are producing for our users. One of them is produced by University of Debrecen at openscience.hu, and we have another one at KIFU that is mostly focusing the events and some other options, newsletters, surveys, and so on and so on. So we want to somehow serve the bridge between the national stakeholders and the EOSC association. And I tried to explain why KIFI was selected, because it is part of the national research supporting organization and become part of the research supporting entity, and it is the ecosystem where KIFI is already there, and basically we didn't have to invent new things, because we already serving the research community. So therefore, it's an obvious choice was by our ministry to select KIFI as a mandated organization, and we try to fulfill the requirements and fulfill the expectation of the research community. We try to somehow discuss with the governmental entities, and also, as I mentioned, collect information from the different participants in Hungary. Unfortunately, in Hungary currently there is only one member in EOSC association, but we try to persuade others to join individually and have a slightly different forum that we where we can represent Hungarian position in EOSC association. We've tried to engage actively our community via NOSCI forums and some other forums. The next NOSCI forum will be organized in October, around end of October, where we want to focus on several other new pressing issues. So basically, that's it. So I think you could find it useful what we did, how we did, and why we did. And I think we can usefully contribute the open science idea. And we will continue our work in the future.